Good evening, everyone. It's time to take charge of your life. Hello, this is marriage and family therapist Eleanor Barbaro, your host, inviting you to take charge of your life on WDIY. The theme of this program is that so many events in life happen to us over which we have no control. Our only control is our response to life's situations. It is often said that 90% of life's events happen to us, and 10% is what we make happen. Tonight we talk about busy moms, how moms can feel as if they're sprinting through life, crashing onto the pillow at day's end, only to start again the next morning without savoring any of the wonderful moments in between. It's nearly impossible for moms to take time out for themselves, and if it's not intentional, it just simply might not happen. My guest this evening is Shonda Morales, a licensed psychotherapist in private practice specializing in stress-related disorders and mindfulness-based therapy. She writes a Psychology Today blog called Breathe, Mama Breathe, and where she draws from her experiences as a mother of two. And Morales has developed and taught mindfulness courses for children, parents, teachers, and students. And she's now the author of a wonderful book that you're going to want to pick up, especially if you're a mom. It's called Breathe, Mama Breathe. Thank you, Shonda Morales, for helping us to take charge of our lives by writing this wonderful book called Breathe, Mama, Breathe.
Hi.
Welcome to WDIY.
Thanks, Ellie. Thanks for having me.
Well, what made you write this book?
Well, a couple of things. So number one, I was meditating faithfully for a half an hour every day from the time my daughter was 3 years old. And 7 years later, I was pregnant with my son and knew that there would be no half an hour meditations happening in my life with a newborn. So I needed to find some quick, easy ways to flexibly bring mindfulness into my days. And the other piece of it was that I was seeing in my office when I was treating patients and teaching them meditation that they really wanted to meditate for 20 or 30 minutes a day, the recommended dose, but they weren't. And they would come in and say it was too long or I forgot, too intimidating. So 5 minutes a day, 5 minutes of mindfulness is something we can all fit into our days.
Well, I wish you had written this book many years ago. My children are all grown and out of the house. And I must tell you, when I read your book, I said, my goodness, where was she when I needed her? Because I have four children, and it would have been helpful for me to understand and to help my children as well. Right. Yeah. How did it help you in raising your children?
Well, when I started meditating when my daughter was three, very quickly I noticed within a few weeks I was slowing down just a little bit. I'm very much I like to get stuff done and type A, and I'm a recovering perfectionist. So it was really nice that I noticed I was slowing down just a little bit, but getting just as much done. The pace felt calmer and a little more steady, and it wasn't yelling and losing my temper as much. So it really hit me right away, and it really resonated with me.
And how did you come upon mindfulness?
So through reading for work as a psychotherapist, I came across mindfulness-based cognitive therapy. So cognitive therapy is sort of the standard therapy, and this added mindfulness to it. And there was a lot of research being done about it to help with depression and anxiety. And it felt to me like it was a piece that was missing in typical therapy, this heart piece, this awareness.
So you felt it brought more inner awareness.
Absolutely.
To your clients.
Yes.
And how did you come upon the mindfulness-based therapy that you work on in the book, which is so wonderful and so doable? And we'll talk about that in just a moment, but how did you come upon that?
So meaning the mindful breaks in the book?
Yes.
So that is where I was really needing it with a newborn. So how do we in every part of our life, in the midst of our busy day, how do we stop and pause and remind ourselves to come back to this moment? Because mindfulness is about being in the present moment instead of being in the future, worrying or what-ifing or imagining what could happen. Or it's not about being in the past, remembering long ago memories or rehashing a conversation. It's about being here now in this moment.
And when you're raising children, mindfulness kind of helps you to be centered so that you're not worrying and criticizing yourself for not being able to stop your baby from crying.
Right.
And feeling badly about it and then feeling inadequate as a parent.
Right.
So share with us how mindfulness perhaps helped you with this, because we all go through this. We all want children. So I wanted six. I wanted six because I was an only child. I'm an only child. So I wanted six, but it didn't help. You know, it's wonderful to think about all the positive things, mm-hmm. but raising children can be a very difficult job, well-deserved and well-rewarded. But how do we get over the stress elements of the day through mindfulness?
Right. Well, you had asked about the judging, the self-judging.
Self-judging.
And that's a huge piece of this. So mindfulness, part of the definition is being in the present moment with an attitude of non-judgmental attitude towards ourselves. So we're kind with ourselves, which is not how we tend to operate. So that is really huge. When we notice this judging voice, this critical inner voice, we notice, and then we can offer ourselves a little bit of compassion and we forgive ourselves, which is really motivating when we tend to think that judging voice won't motivate us and do better. But in fact, research shows it's motivating when we are compassionate with ourselves, which doesn't take us off the hook. If we yell and we lose our temper and we're not happy about that, we can pause and notice what's here and offer ourselves a little kindness and maybe go back to our children, make that repair and apologize and look ourselves and see how we might do better next time, and then move forward and not get stuck in that shame and the self-critical judgment.
And describe for us what you mean by mindfulness.
So mindfulness is being in the present moment with an attitude of kindness and curiosity and acceptance. So that's the definition. And so we tend to run so much on automatic pilot when we're not aware of what's going on in our thoughts or our body sensations or what we're feeling. So it helps train our minds to be a little more aware. And then we have a choice. So if I'm unaware, I just react out of habit. And that can cause me to feel upset with myself. Let's say I yell at my child and then I feel terrible and I know I'm feeling terrible, but I'm not so aware of it. I run to the fridge and I eat that Ben and Jerry's out of the fridge, or I grab a big glass of wine, or I just keep busy, 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 which is also another way that we deal with stress or not liking something about ourselves.
What is the interesting thing about your book is that you demonstrate how, let's say if you have a newborn or a child, let's say newborn to 3 months, and the child is crying, and how your mindfulness impacts the baby, the infant.
Right.
Tell us about that.
Right. Well, so there's actually research that there was a study done for a year of parents practicing mindfulness meditation, and their children were shown to be less aggressive and more social from the parents practicing mindfulness meditation. So there's a clear trickle-down effect, and it's very contagious. Our emotions are contagious, our moods. Our babies and children sense when we're calm, when we're at ease, and we can choose our response rather than just reacting.
Now, if you've just tuned in, you're listening to Take Charge of Your Life. This is your host, Elena Bobro. And this evening, we're talking with my very special guest, Shonda Morales, a licensed psychotherapist in private practice specializing in stress-related disorders and mindfulness-based therapy. And she has written a most valuable book for any new mom or mom with older children. It helps with all ages and all areas of life, and it's called Breathe, Mama, Breathe, where she draws upon her experiences as a mother of two and does wonderful mindfulness exercises. Give us an example of mindfulness. We've been talking about mindfulness, but what is it really, and how does it work?
Right. So a mindful, there are a couple of ways to practice mindfulness. Meditation is carving out time in our day to practice the skill of mindfulness. So we can do seated meditation. Yoga is a form of moving meditation or walking meditation. So if I'm going to sit and meditate, I might focus on my breath. That's my point of focus. I notice my inhale, my exhale. And soon I notice my mind wanders off into all kinds of things. And that's fine. Meditation is not trying to stop the thinking of the thoughts. It's noticing when we've wandered off, which we will do many times. Each time we do, we bring our attention back to that point of focus. And that is training that mindfulness muscle in our brains, which can actually change the shape and function of our brains over time. So that is the skill of building the skill of mindfulness is with meditation. And I recommend 5 minutes a day to start for everybody every day to build that habit. So it's like if we're learning to play piano or swim, we can't read about it. We have to do it every day to become familiar with it and to build that skill.
And with piano, you need much more than 5 minutes a day.
That's right.
So you're really offering a tool that really can be developed by concentrating on it for 5 minutes a day.
Right.
And that will relieve the tension within ourselves. And if we relieve the tension within ourselves, what you're saying is it relieves the tension within the family that
right.
we're within our children,
right?
Because they catch it from us.
Absolutely. So that's right.
Right. So this is and the examples that you've given. We're going to talk about these examples in the next part of our program. Are very important for demonstrating that you don't have to be a trained psychotherapist. You don't have to be a trained anyone, you can just train yourself with the breathing experience.
Right.
Is that accurate?
Absolutely. Anybody can do it. It's free. It's any age, anywhere. When we meditate, we just want to, as best we can, not be interrupted. So that's meditation. But then the other piece are what you're referring to, the mindful breaks. And those are ways that we can drop in and be aware in the middle of our day without stopping and going and closing our eyes somewhere. While I'm washing dishes, while I'm in the shower, while I'm waiting in the car at the stoplight, all these are opportunities and reminders in the midst of our busy day to drop in and be more aware of what's happening in that moment.
Well, we're going to talk more about this because I think people do mix up the idea of mindfulness and meditation.
Right.
So when we're talking about mindfulness, people might be saying, oh, I don't have that kind of time. I've got this to do. I've got my office work. I've got my children. I'm working. And I just don't have the time. But you're saying there's a difference.
There is a difference. And so there is a difference. And I do think meditation is important. And I believe everybody can find 5 minutes in their day to meditate. And that lays the foundation for this practice. But what I'm also saying is that you don't have to stop throughout the day. There are opportunities in every moment to be reminded to come back and be aware of what's happening in your life.
And we're going to talk more with Shonda Morales, author of Breathe, Mama, Breathe, and learn more about the differences between mindfulness and meditation when we return to take charge of your life on WDIY.
Spread the word about your organization or business to a well-informed audience. Become an underwriter with WDIY. Our lineup of NPR news and locally produced music programs reaches thousands of locally engaged listeners each day. Underwriting on WDIY is an affordable way to enhance your image and to provide information about your services to people who care. To learn more about underwriting opportunities, call 610-694-8100, extension 6, or visit our website, wdiy.org.
Hi, this is Janice Ian. Every Monday night at 7 o'clock, WDIY is keeping the golden age of folk music alive with folk classics. Your host, Steve Aronson, features music from all the singer-songwriters, including yours truly, from the groups, with a little folk rock sprinkled in for good measure. Folk Classics is the show to listen to, Mondays at 7 p.m. on WDIY.
Welcome back to Take Charge of Your Life. Hello, this is Eleanor Bobrow, your host. And with us this evening, my guest is a very special psychotherapist who has written a very important book for moms and dads too, if they would like.
Sure.
Called Breathe Mama Breathe, 5-minute mindfulness for busy moms. And we're going to talk now about how do you really make use of this meditation and mindfulness. We talked a little bit about the difference between mindfulness and meditation. Just give us a brief review before we go into the rest.
So mindfulness is paying attention to the present moment, being in the moment rather than the future or the past, and not being on automatic pilot. Meditation is carving out time to practice the skill of mindfulness.
So that's when you do more breathing and more inner focus.
Right.
Right. Now, in your book called Breathe Mama Breathe, you talk about how we can start the day with in a very special way that might start us off in a way of appreciation. Mm-hmm. You call it waking with gratitude. Tell us about that.
Right. So mindful breaks are ways in our day that we can bring mindfulness in. And waking with gratitude is a mindful break that I start my day with. So what I do is I wake with my alarm and I snooze it, and it snoozes for about 5 minutes. And almost always I'm able to stay awake, and I practice waking with gratitude. So I think about everything I'm grateful for. So it starts with, you know, the basics, my health and my family. And you always try to think about something new or different, because that keeps that muscle strong, trying to stay in touch with really feeling the gratitude. And it starts the day out in a really positive way. So rather than what you have to do that day or what's not going well, you're thinking about what is good in your life.
And you say you don't get out of bed.
Right.
Don't get out of bed. Stay in bed until you can think about the many things that you're grateful for, but at least one or two.
Oh, yes.
Before you get out of bed.
Right.
And start your day.
That's right.
So that's important. Wake up with making time for gratitude.
Mm-hmm.
Then you say, and this is difficult in our day and age, you say eat a mindful breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
And you say, pardon the expression, no phone and no TV and no newspaper. And I hope we ought to include cell phone.
That's right. Oh, yes. Of
yes.
course.
How do we do that?
There are some days when I do like to read the paper or look at my computer over breakfast, but I try to think once a week, can I sit down and have one meal mindfully, which is putting all of our devices away and giving our full attention to our food. So gratitude for the food, and also noticing how it got to our plate. So it needed to be grown and harvested and gotten from the store and prepared, and there it is. Then we use our senses. So our sense of sight, what does it look like? Smell, of course, and taste, very slowly, and really enjoying especially those first two bites, noticing what the texture feels like in our mouth. So it's slowing down the process rather than just looking down and realizing that we ate our whole breakfast without even registering that it's gone because we were looking at our computer or the newspaper.
And I'm wondering how many people sit down for breakfast these days.
Well, that's a whole other thing, right? So not in the car either, yes.
Not in the car. Uh-huh. But I mean, that's really sounds very important. It gives you an opportunity to center your day.
Right.
That's what is happening here.
And also we can really check in with our hunger, because we tend to just eat and not pay attention to how hungry or full we are. And if we can pay attention to that, we can manage our weight a little bit more too, because we're stopping when we've had enough.
So you're really saying concentrate on being who you are and what your needs are.
Mm-hmm.
And taking responsibility for them,
because
mm-hmm. that's what happens when you take away the cell phone and all the other devices.
Right.
And then you have this, you have in your book, cuddle your child for 3 breaths. What do you mean by that?
Well, this is another mindful break called the 3-breath hug. And this is very popular, and little ones love it, but you know what? Teenagers act like they might not like it, but they still do too. So we can teach our kids. And it's basically a big bear hug. And we take 3 long, slow, deep breaths together. We synchronize our breath. And so you can do this anytime. It's nice to calm a child down too, if they need to be calmed, or just to connect. And it feels so nice. I know some people who use it before they step out the door to start their day in the morning. They do a 3-breath hug with their kids. And how nice is that to start your day connected?
Yeah, I think that's the big word, connecting.
Right.
connecting, and you're just taking three hugs.
Three
breaths to give your child a hug, and you go. The child goes away feeling connected to their parent, and we as parents go away feeling connected to our child.
Mm-hmm.
That's a very beautiful, doable gesture that we can do.
And we need them sometimes. So I tell the story in my book how my daughter, I taught her, and when she was about five, I was in the bathroom having a mommy moment, a little meltdown. She knew it, and she slipped a note under the door that said, "Meet me in my room for a three-breath hug." And that just melted my heart, and she got it. She knew I needed one.
Well, that is beautiful, because our children really do, resonate with us.
Oh, they know when we're feeling things. They feel it too.
They feel it too, and this gives them a connection with us. Mm. And it gave your daughter a tool to help you when she saw you in need.
Right.
That's very special and very beautiful. Then you say, channel your inner Wonder Woman.
Right.
In the middle of the day. What do you mean by that?
So, women are so hard on ourselves, I think, especially hard. And I think that society puts extra pressure on moms to do everything really well, almost perfectly, and look good while we're doing it. So I think this idea of perfectionism is something we need to work on. And feeling like we're not good enough, that also comes up. I hear that with a lot of moms. So in channeling our inner Wonder Woman is power posing, standing like Wonder Woman with your feet hip-width apart, your hands on your hips, standing up nice and tall. And that's power posing for 2 minutes.
Do we wear a cape?
If you want, you may. Not necessary, though.
Okay. Well, that's so what you're saying is stand and give yourself the opportunity to stand like Wonder Woman and feel your own presence and feel your own body and your own person so that you can take responsibility and own who you are.
Well, an important piece that was research that was done on this power posing is really fascinating. What they showed is they took saliva samples from people who power posed for 2 minutes. They took saliva samples before and after. And before, or after, I should say, the cortisol in the saliva, which shows stress, went down, and the testosterone, which shows confidence and assertiveness, went up. So in 2 minutes of power posing, we can change our inner chemistry. It's very powerful.
Now, do you look in the mirror when you're doing this?
You don't have to.
Oh,
but you could.
Well, for some people it might be beneficial, for others not. But
uh-huh.
So you just use your imagination and take a power stance.
That's right.
For your inner Wonder Woman.
Right.
That's very special. And you also talk about giving yourself mommy high five.
Right.
Tell us about that.
So this also goes along with this perfectionism and how hard we are on ourselves. And we compare the inside of ourselves to the outside, what we perceive from other people. So, you know, it's not really a fair comparison, but we do it all the time. So mommy high fives is a way to, just as we would say to our child, "Oh, good job, you did such a good job on this." We need to do that for ourselves and give ourselves lots of inner high fives, mommy high fives, for the little things, for so how I handled this situation, or that I
got dinner on time.
That's right. Or I did meditate for 5 minutes today, or I stayed calm in this situation. All the little things that we take for granted and we expect of ourselves, we need to give ourselves mommy high fives.
Well, you know, that's a very interesting concept, because what you're saying is we do, as moms, as women, we are often, we can often be found criticizing ourselves.
Oh, yes.
And for things that we could have done, should have done. And what you're saying is put that aside and find ways to recognize what you have accomplished.
Absolutely.
And give yourself a high five.
Right.
Can you give us an example?
So I think just very basic things, like I got my child to the dentist on time and I remembered the carpool. And I mean, I think that women are managers of the home typically. So whatever else we have on our plates, we are managing this birthday gift and that carpool. And so there are lots of details we're in charge of. So,
well, you know, Sean, you make a very important point, because we as women don't really stop to take an inventory of what we're doing correctly.
Oh, yes.
We're so busy doing.
Right.
We're getting to the next, getting our child to the next dental appointment.
Right.
We're getting our child, we're looking for the transportation.
Mm-hmm.
But we're looking for the next detail, and we don't stop.
That's right.
And we don't stop to say, hey, I'm doing a great job.
Right.
We might look around and say, how come you're not helping you-know-who?
Right.
But we don't take time out, as you are saying, to give ourselves a high five.
Right.
We're so busy doing that we are not recognizing ourselves.
Which also brings up the point of, in general, needing to put on our own oxygen masks first as moms. Because if we are depleted and exhausted and overwhelmed, we can't give. We have nothing left to give. So we kind of go into survival mode and we're offering the basics, but we're not the moms we really want to be. So when we stop and take these 5-minute mindful breaks throughout the day, we recharge our energy, our mental energy, our physical energy, and then we can be more creative and fun and playful and at ease.
Well, this is an outstanding book, and if you think you don't have the time, you do, for this is a very special book, and it's called Breathe, Mama, Breathe, and it has 5-minute mindful exercises for every busy mom. And I just want to thank you for writing this wonderful book, which I wish I had had when my children were growing up.
Thanks, Ellie.
And I just want to say thank you, Shonda Morales, author of Breathe, Mama, Breathe, for offering us easy-to-follow practices that will help moms find quick and daily opportunities to refocus and reset with mindfulness. Thank you for offering us a one-stop guide to achieving peace and calm. Shonda Morales has offered us the benefits of daily meditation and mindful practices. Thank you for helping us as moms to tune in to their own well-being in a matter of minutes. Shonda, how can people get in touch with you?
They can reach me at my website, shondamorales.net.
Thank you again for listening. Thank you, Neil Heaver, producer. See you all on the radio next Monday evening at 6:30 p.m. when I again invite you to take charge of your life on WDIY.